good to see all the young people here tonight. It's lovely to have young people in all the services. The Bible has so much to say about you, young men and young women. And we're going to look at what the Bible has to say about you and to you just now, at least for a short while. Whenever the Bible talks about youth, that includes the girls, we generally think of the youth as being a young lad. I suppose that's the perception that we have of that in our society today. But in different places in the Word of God, the girls, the young ladies, are taken in along with the number, and the word youth has reference to them as well. But we're going to look at three places tonight where the word youth is mentioned. There are quite a number, but we'll just look at three, and I want you to notice three things about youth in each particular instance. The first one is found in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 12. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers. Let no man despise thy youth. First of all, we have here youth's thrilling speciality. There is something special about young people according to the Bible. First of all, there's something special about young people whenever you think that youth is the time when big decisions have to be made by you. For instance, there comes a time in your schooling, you have to think about, am I going on to further education, to higher education, or am I going out to look for work? Or if you're thinking of a career, you might be wondering, what kind of a career should I pursue? Maybe many things will go through your mind before you hit on the one that's right. But a big decision has to be made, because that decision determines the kind of study you're going to do. Then again, youth is very special whenever we think of the kind of lifestyle that is set or begun to be set in youthful times. I was reading tonight, just before I came out, about, and I had to read for this, about a young fella in France away in the 1700s. His father was an executioner in Paris. And legally, the offspring became the one that had to carry on that work whenever the father died. But this young lad was only little more than a toddler. 7 years of age was the time that he had to be standing there beholding all the executions. He was too young to do anything like that, and there was an assistant who wielded the heavy sword and did the work of slaying the criminal. But whenever that young fella, he was only 7 years of age, he was called the Paris executioner. He stood and he beheld every execution that was taking place. And whenever he was 12 years of age, he dismissed the assistant and he took on the job himself of slaying the victim. The Bible says in another context, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he's old, he'll not depart from it. Habits are formed, tastes are developed. Youth is very important. Whenever we read the Bible, we learn that certain people made mention of things about them that had a significance from their youth. For instance, Joseph's brothers, whenever they were to stand before Pharaoh, Joseph advised them what to say. He said to them that thy servants sought about cattle from their youth. In 1 Kings 18, one of the verses there says about Obadiah, thy servant feared the Lord from his youth. We learn also that whenever Samuel, or whenever Saul was confronted by the enemy Goliath, that He said to David, whenever David contemplating going out to fight the big giant, Saul says, he's a man of war from his youth. So the course was set. He was a man of war from his youth. He was a mighty warrior, was Goliath. And it was youth that set him on that particular course. Then again, youth is so special because you can be a tremendous force for good. Youth has got zeal. It has got enthusiasm. It has got energy. It has got imagination. It has got aspirations and ambitions. And all of those things are good if rightly channeled and rightly deployed. It was said of the Messiah in one of the Psalms, thou hast the dew of thy youth. We learn also in Psalm 103 that we're not to forget the benefits that the Lord gives to us. And one of them is, he shall renew thy youth as the eagle. What a time it is. But Paul recognized that it was so special that it could be despised. And he was writing to this young minister, and he said, Timothy, don't let anybody despise your youth. That's something special to you. Don't let anybody despise it. Now, it's quite easy to be despised because of the lack of age. Person's not too old, and older people tend to look down at young people as saying, well, they haven't been around as long as I've been around. They have not got the experience I have. They are not as mature as what I am. And therefore, there is a tendency for such to be despised. That's exactly what Goliath did with David. Saul said to David, whenever David contemplated going out to fight the giant, and David was not going to take Saul's armor, he said, I have entrusted these. And Saul says to him, you're going to take on Goliath? He says, you're only a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. But David didn't let that worry him. David said, the Lord delivered me whenever I rescued the lamb from the lion and from the bear. He says, I'll go out and fight him. And whenever Goliath saw who was coming out to fight him, and the fact that he had no armor and no perceived weaponry, he disdained David. But we know what David did to Goliath. Now, how can we so live that our youth will not be despised? We'll live in an exemplary way, young people. Even though you may not have got the years of other people, even though you may not be as mature as other people, Paul realized that Timothy was a young man. He was in a church in a big city, in a heathen city. It was an influential church, and it was possible that older, more mature believers could sort of look at Timothy with scorn. Paul says, live in such a way that they'll not be able to despise your youth. Be sensible. Be spiritually minded. And so we read the rest of verse 12. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation. That word conversation means your way of life. In charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. But those are the ways to live, so that any critic you have, their criticism will be silenced. Oh, what a special time is youth. Young people, young man, young woman, think well of it. You've got years, and us older people would love to have those youthful days again. Maybe we would have done things differently in some instances, but you would never know that at the time. The main thing to do is live sensibly, live righteously, live according to the precepts of God's word. Let the Lord Jesus Christ have your light. Trust him as your Savior. And then nobody will be able to despise that thrilling, special period of your life. But the second place I want you to notice is in the next book of Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 2. And verse 22. Flee also youthful lusts. There's the word youth, only this time it's another part added onto it to make another word youthful. Flee also youthful lusts. This means, my dear friend, that youth is a time of alarming propensity. Youthful lusts. Now, it goes without saying, of course, that it's not only young people that are given to lust. Older people can be given to this. And sadly, they do. But Paul recognizes that there is this propensity in youth. There is this tendency where lust very often is given free rein. How? Well, young people like to try things. They hear about alcohol. They see the glamorous adverts. It may be in a magazine. It may be in a television commercial. It may be in a billboard. They never see the person when they're drunk and in a stupor and their lives are ruined. But they see the bright side of it, at least what the media wants us to see, what the manufacturers want to see, what the promoters want us to see. And so the young people say, I'd like to try that. And then maybe they're in situations where there is peer pressure. And other young people have already tried those things, and they're trying to influence the young friend. And so you young people, you're put under a bit of pressure. And you want to try, you want to dabble, you want to experiment. And then whenever that happens, it continues, and lusts develop. Maybe it's immoral behavior. Maybe it's suggestions to do things, to go down a certain way in which it is neither wholesome nor holy nor scriptural for you to do outside of marriage. Or maybe it's gambling. And especially today, whenever the government some years ago brought in the lottery and legalized all of this stuff, and it makes it so easy, and the big prospects and offer, if you choose a few numbers and pay a few pounds, there's a temptation there. And you go down the road of gambling, you can be caught in that snare. And when one becomes a compulsive gambler, it's very, very hard to break with that. It's a lust. It's surprising how many people dabble in pornography these days. So widespread on the internet. Young people, older people as well, not only young people, but again, it's part of the youthful lusts, and there's a warning against it. Same with drugs. These are areas that young people like to experiment with. And I would plead with you young people tonight. I would appeal to you. I would urge you. Don't try to find out what these things are like. It's not worth your while. If you do, you may become addicted. And then before you're too old, your life can be in ruins. And it will lead eventually, among other things, to your damnation. If you give in to these youthful lusts and continue in them. Lust, the Bible says, when it conceiveth, bringeth forth sin. Sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Again, youth is noted for the time of great wickedness. Let me read to you what David said in Psalm 25, verse 7. He says to God, remember not the sins of my youth. We read that Job, in the 20th chapter of his book, has this to say about young people and their sin. Let me read this to you in verse 11. His bones are full of the sin of his youth, which shall lie down with him in the dust. Not only the sins of his life, though that's true, but he seems to pinpoint a certain era of great significance, his youth. Oh, the man may have been many years past his youth, but those sins are going to lie down with him whenever he lies down in his grave, is what Job is saying. It's a terrible burden to bring with the young people to your grave. Listen to what God said to Noah after Noah had disembarked from the ark, whenever the waters receded from the earth in the days of the flood. God says, the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Oh, there's something important about youth. These evil propensities seem to begin to emerge and to develop. start their process of development whenever they're at your age, young people. Whenever the Lord was speaking in Isaiah 54, he was referring to Israel as a woman. And he refers to her in these words, "The shame of thy youth." Evil propensities associated with youth. What do you do? Well, we read here, flee youthful lusts. This is what Paul is saying to Timothy. He realizes that a minister can be taken with them too. Flee youthful lusts. What an example there is in Joseph. Far away from home, all restraint removed from him, except the restraint of the fact that he was a man of God and he was conscious that God was looking over him and watching on every day. He was put into a position of responsibility by being made the steward of Potiphar, a prominent official in the Egyptian government's house. Everything was in Joseph's care. But the woman of the house, Potiphar's wife, laid her eyes on Joseph. You read the story in Genesis chapter 39. We'll not go into it now, except that she said, "Lie with me." Day after day, the Bible said that's what she did. He refused. Listen to his answer. "How can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" That's what kept him from doing it. God is watching me. And for me to do what you want me to do, I would be sinning against God. And anyhow, your husband has put me in this position of responsibility. He trusts me. But that was not enough for her. Every time he had to go into the house and carry on his business, she kept at him the same way until one day she went for him. And Joseph, the Bible says, fled out of the house. He didn't give in. He knew what Paul was writing about when he said, flee youthful lusts. Young people, there is more pressure and more allurements for you to give into these lusts in your day than what there was in the days of some of us. The lusts were always there, the propensities were always there, but there was not as much abroad to fuel them as what there is now. Flee them. A lady needed a coach driver in olden times. She put in a notice in the advertisement columns of the paper. She had three applicants. She wanted to try them out. She took them out with her in her team of four. She brought them a certain route, and part of the route was a very dangerous curve over a cliff edge. And she told the applicants about it, and they said, "We'll negotiate that well." The first one went very close to it, very, very close, but he showed great skill in handling the horses, and after a while brought the lady home. She says, "You'll be hearing from me if you've been successful, but I was very impressed with your driving." The next day, the next applicant's turn came, and he was also very impressive with his abilities. In fact, he was able to go a little bit near the cliff edge. He brought it round very sweetly, got the horses leveled up again on the homeward straight. She says, "Very impressive driving, sir. If you've been successful, you'll hear from me." The next day, the third fella came. She told him all about the course. She told him about this dangerous part. And coming up to it, he shied the horses away. Got them out of the road. Oh, this boy, is he afraid? So after it was all over, brought the horses home. She says, "Young man, why did you not go so near the cliff edge? Why did you stay on the far side of the road?" He says, "Madam, I would only go near the cliff edge if I had to. I didn't see any need to go near it. So therefore, I just took care. There was never any risk that anything untoward was going to happen." She says, "Young man, I can tell you now, you have got the job of being my coach driver." And that was the sensible thing to do, young people. When there's no need to put yourself in danger, stay away. Because youth is the time of alarming propensities. Flee youthful lusts. The last reference to youth that I want to draw to your attention to is found in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12. Well-known one. Listen to these words, the first verse. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. And what there is stirring us out of this verse is youth's pressing duty. Duty is to remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Remember in the sense of not forgetting him. Now, whenever pleasures come along, whenever prosperity falls around us, whenever we're involved in life's pursuits and we're so busy, it's quite easy to forget God, to leave him out of everything. But this is what Solomon, who has gone through all of this, by the way, who knows what pleasure and prosperity and the pursuits of life are all about, he's saying to the young fellas, and he's saying to the young girls, remember now thy Creator, don't forget him. Whenever Moses was addressing the children of Israel in the book of Deuteronomy, before they would go into the promised land, time and time again in that book, he says, beware lest thou forget the Lord thy God. Young people, you have so much to see to this incoming year, at school or in your business or whatever, your office work, your pleasure. Don't forget the Lord. Never forget him going out each day. No matter how much of a rush you are, to lift up your heart to him and to talk to him and to hear from him in his word. And no matter how late you are at night, no matter how sleepy, even if it's not a long time, even if it's only a short time, even if it's only a good night, Lord, thanks for looking after me today, forgive me for my sins, spend that time with him and don't forget him. In the sense of not forgetting him, remember him in the sense of highly regarding him. This is something that we have to do. Regard the Lord. Why? Because the Bible says that every good gift and every perfect gift cometh from above, from the Father of lights. That's what God's called, with whom there's no variableness, neither shadow of turning. It's God that blesses us with health and strength, with food and drink, with clothes, and with everything else we need. And listen to what Paul said to the Athenians on Mars Hill. He said, in him we live and move and have our being. Got to remember that. God can just snuff out our life in a moment by withholding the breath from our lungs. Remember how much we need to rely on him and regard him. And young people, this is to be done in our youth. Here's the reasons. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not. What evil days are they? Whenever life becomes more complex. You'll find, if the Lord lets you live long enough, that life, if you compare your time now to you live a certain age, you'll say, oh, life was much more simple when I was 15, 16, 17, 18. You'll find that to be so. But then again, the older you get, the more vulnerable you become, and the more liable to debilitating illnesses, or to terminal illnesses, or to the hardening of the arteries in the head, whenever you hardly recognize the people you grew up with, and you'll never be able to grasp the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ again, be there ever so many people to talk to you about him. Those are evil days. They're evil days when your mind's gone. They're evil days when the Spirit of God has departed from you, when you'll never be moved in a gospel service the way you've been moved as a young fella or a young girl, even in this service tonight. Oh, the gospel call will still go out. Oh, the message of Jesus Christ and his love and his salvation and his atonement and his redeeming work through his precious blood will sound forth continually. yet it will never grip you the same way. Those are evil days. And that's why you need to remember the Lord in the days of your youth. In fact, it goes further than that. He says, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. And do remember that you have been created by Him. You didn't evolve from a lower form of animal life. You were created directly by Almighty God. What are you going to do about this? This is the pressing duty of youth. Now in the youth is the time of your ambition. It's the time of temptation. It's the time of visitation when God comes to you and challenges you and confronts you and presents Himself in Jesus Christ as the Savior of your soul. Will you respond to Him? Will you remember Him? Will you yield to Him? Will you trust Him as your Savior? Will you do it tonight? You do it now.